KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today, fire crews worked through the night on a vegetation fire that started about 12:30 yesterday off of Electra Road and Highway 49 here in Amador County. At the peak of the fire, over 45 ground personnel, I should say, engines, water tenders, helicopters, hand crews, dozers, and air tankers were used to battle the 10.25-acre fire. The fire was called 100% contained by about 5 o'clock last night. No structures were destroyed. No structure damage reported. There was one minor injury to a firefighter. The sheriff's office did have mandatory evacuations for just a short time in the Taboo area. Again, that fire under investigation, along with CAL FIRE crews, the City of Jackson, Amador Fire Protection, Buena Vista Fire, Ione Fire, Sutter Creek Fire, Amador Sheriff, and Jackson Police Department responded to that fire. Also, before we go to JD, there was an incident on Main Street in Jackson yesterday where Main Street was blocked off for a short time, and there was an arrest made for an outstanding warrant. The driver of the vehicle was arrested and taken into custody by Amador County Sheriff's deputies. His passenger was talked to but was let go, but the Sheriff's Department did have the man's vehicle towed, and traffic on Main Street was slowed for a short time yesterday, right in front of Sue's shop, actually, while that incident unfolded. But again, that was for a felony warrant arrest. They had been looking for the suspect that was arrested for some time. Sheriff's deputies located him and stopped him here on Main Street and arrested him.
Well, what was to be a celebration of the North Star Independent Study Program before the Amador School Board was instead marked by sadness as the death of one of the program's longtime teachers was announced yesterday. Officials announced the death this week of North Star teacher Doug Turner due to a brain aneurysm. Turner, 72, had been a teacher with the school district since 1991 in a variety of positions, including Court School, Independence High, and the Independent Study Program. School Board President Susan Ross called Turner a gentle, kind, and dedicated teacher who cared deeply for his students and colleagues. The North Star program was scheduled for a spotlight on school presentation before the board last night, in which students and teachers give presentations on their school site and the site's activities. Well, this presentation was postponed due to Turner's death. In other business, the board reviewed the district's anti-bullying efforts and adopted revisions to the district's policy for English as a second language students.
The Calaveras County Board of Supervisors adopted the county's 2019-2020 final budget on a 3-2 vote earlier this week. Supervisors were divided on the approach to balancing a budget that drew down millions of dollars in disaster relief spending since the Butte Fire in 2015 that has not yet been reimbursed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the California Office of Emergency Services. The board took a conservative approach to balance the 2019-2020 budget by not including expected reimbursements from disaster relief spending as forecasted revenues, as supervisors has budgeted for in previous years. Now, the county has spent some $22.3 million on recovery efforts following the Butte Fire, 2016 tree mortality epidemic, and 2017 and 2019 winter storms. But the county has so far only received $12.1 million in reimbursements from federal and state agencies. The bulk of the expenses, $16.2 million, was spent on Butte Fire. Now, when and how much of that $22.3 million the county will be reimbursed depends on various factors. In other business, the Calaveras supervisors approved updates to a storm weather quality ordinance and a county emergency operation plan to comply with state laws.
CAL FIRE and the Calaveras County Public Works Department have been fined by the California Department of Occupational Safety and Health for failing to institute certain safety procedures at a Mountain Ranch tree debris work site in March, which resulted in the death of a county employee. Cal OSHA has issued a total of $72,000 in citations following a six-month investigation into the Doster Road and West Murray Creek incident, where Ansel Bowman was crushed by a log rolling downhill while assisting a crew with a wood chipper. The citation states the employers failed to assess the hazards of the work site on Doster Road and that a qualified tree worker had not conducted a job briefing before the job began. Cal Fire and Public Works were penalized separately with $18,000 citations for both violations, totaling $72,000. Both agencies have 15 working days or until October 9th to file an appeal or pay the penalty.
And a suspect was jailed on a $75,000 bail after an alleged attack with a metal socket wrench. According to Calavera Sheriff's Office, around 10 o'clock Tuesday morning, deputies were dispatched to Mark Twain Medical Center in San Andreas to the report of a local resident, a 53-year-old female, being treated for an alleged attack in which she received minor to moderate injuries to her head and body. According to the victim, while she was walking home from the Dollar General store by the corner gas station, 41-year-old Jessica Wilson of West Point pulled up in a car. After getting out, Wilson allegedly rushed up behind the victim, struck her with a closed fist in the head and upper body. Then at one point, with a metal socket wrench in her hand, the suspect began striking the victim with it, keeping up the attack after she fell to the ground. When deputies contacted Wilson later that day, she explained that she thought the woman was going to steal from her. The subsequent search turned up methamphetamine in Wilson's possession. Wilson was booked for felony assault with a deadly weapon, not a firearm, and battery with serious bodily injury, possession of meth, and for an outstanding misdemeanor warrant.
And mark your calendars for Vogan Toll's first annual Jammin' for Famine this Saturday, 3 p.m. at Howard Park. Entry will be a $10 donation per person, kids under 13 free. There will be live music, raffle, food, beverages, and more, with all donations and proceeds benefiting the Amador County Interfaith Food Bank. Headliners Red Voodoo and Vogan Toll with special guests Bottle Jack, Scott Berrien's F-150 Band, and Lizzie Jurgens. The event will be emceed by local comedian Gavin Myers. Again, gates open this Saturday, 3 p.m., Howard Park, for this picnic-style, family-friendly event. Come on out to Jammin' for Famine for an evening of fun while supporting the community.
Very quickly, before we move on, we just want to announce that there will be a procession tomorrow that will leave Daenerys Mortuary starting at about 10 for Officer Mark Lawrence, who passed away in a vehicle accident on the 18th of this month. Mark's services are at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the Church of the Nazarene. There will be a procession again that will begin on Broadway Street at Daenerys and lead up to the church tomorrow. Well, that wraps up a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.